Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Spotlight Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley, and also at Periscope, at TotalTutor. I'm going to have to tell Rob about jumping on Periscope as well. He's going to say, what's Periscope? But I am excited to kind of bring this platform to Rob Roselli. We talked to the author, and I will not say conspiracist because he kind of got upset with me last week. We're going to talk about specific topics that people are afraid to talk about. Fox News and different places like that are not willing to have someone like Rob on. Why? Because Rob is uncovering the truth. He knows, based on his research, what's going on. So I'm excited to welcome the program author Rob Roselli. Rob, again, boxofsunglasses.com. How are you, Rob?
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Can't believe it's already a week later, and we're excited to talk to you today. And there's certain topics I want to go to, but I want to go shorter topics so we can hit a lot of different points in 1 hour, which is fantastic for your Twitter following. Again, is it at Rob Roselli, correct? So on Twitter, and people can follow you right now and interact with you, because you had a pretty good time this week interacting with people, didn't you?
Sure. There's so much going on right now, it's hard to figure out where to begin.
So I'm going to begin with evolution, because this is something that years ago we were talking about. But teaching evolution in schools and also creationism, first of all, evolution, when we don't, it's just a theory, and we're forcing lots of people to believe it's truth, right, Rob? And teaching it in schools, right? That's what you're against, right?
Well, people have the opportunity. I mean, the evolution debates are, we went through, what was it, 4 or 5 evolution debates some years ago, 2012 or whatever year it was. And, you know, my point, I had a lot of points in the course of the debates, and one of them was that evolution is it has to be taught at gunpoint. I mean, that's the only way, you know, ultimately, that you can get people to listen. I mean, evolution, I mean, people look at climate change, you know, and that's a scam in and of itself. It's, you know, it's the biggest scientific hoax of open history. I say it's more evolution. Okay, we went through the whole thing. And, you know, really what I did at the beginning was I asked a very basic, purely scientific question. You know, how do you explain the Big Bang in terms of Newton's laws of motion? And I knew there was no answer to the question. As a matter of fact, the person whose laws, Newton's laws are named for, Isaac Newton, knew himself that there was no answer, scientific answer to his own laws. I mean, he knew, right, he knew his laws work. Okay, that's Newton's laws of motion. I mean, an object at rest will remain at rest. An object in motion will remain in motion unless acted on by an outside force. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, and, you know, and force is proportional to mass times acceleration, or F equals ma. That many people may remember from, you know, high school or freshman level physics, say, or whatever. So those are established laws of physics. So by me asking the evolutionists and my opponents, which included a history professor from Clemson University.
Yeah, he was a biologist from Clemson. He wrote up a big deal, and I have that on your Twitter account. So you can, again, follow you at Rob Roselli. You can go ahead and see some of the content I've posted on your Twitter as a perfect place for people to see the debate, listen to the debates, and also see what that guy thought of this. And Rob, the thing is, you first talked about the Big Bang. Again, to utilize it, that it's evolution, again, we have to know that something had to cause the Big Bang, which again goes into creationism. Then after go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't even see my old approach was I didn't even get into the cause of the Big Bang. I mean, my question was simply to explain the Big Bang in terms of physics. I mean, common sense. I mean, if you blow something up from a very finite point, you blow something up. I mean, we all know Newton's laws of motion to know that you're going to pieces of that the result of that explosion are going to continue. In an outward motion, Newton's law says, they're all going to continue in a linear motion, from that point, and the outside force that's going to be acting, that's going to cause those pieces to eventually come to the ground. You have air friction and air resistance, and obviously gravity. So you can bring those pieces back to the ground. And in very simple terms, that's what would happen in an explosion. And my question. I didn't ask what the cause was. Okay? I didn't ask, created no creator. It was a purely scientific question. And again, I knew there was no answer to it. But there's a purely scientific question. To prove my point exactly, that evolution has nothing to do with science. Again, it has nothing to do with science because the Big Bang is a joke. It cannot be explained scientifically. So in other words, what is the rationale for it? The rationale for it is you have to make an assumption that Newton's laws of motion, Newton's science to the most fundamental laws of physics, have to be violated. You have to assume, again, that's assume or believe in somehow that the fundamental laws of motion were violated in order for the Big Bang to make any kind of sense because, obviously, as we all know, the Earth, the nine planets in our solar system rotate around the sun with such precision and such perfection, now you're talking like Kepler, and his his laws of planetary motion, which are based on Newton's laws. And again, he was like Newton. He couldn't really explain it either, that the origin of his laws. But the point was, that was being made, and it was made over and over again because, he went through four debates, and I actually as an aside, they're posted on my website. Again, people go to boxofsunglasses.com. You can go to the website, and then you go to the table of contents. I mean, the book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, which is a derivation or a result of so-called scientific theory of evolution. That's page one, and if you click beyond there, you go table of contents on page three of the website. You'll see a theory of evolution in page three. And the four debates were posed there. I think they were 2 hours apiece. So for 8 hours, we essentially, again, that's, I think, we had Dr. Stone. I think he was a history professor from Clemson University. We had a physicist on there. We had an attorney. We had all kinds of people. But nobody could answer the question, and they knew they couldn't answer. Okay, everybody knew there was no answer to the question.
So you believe there's no science involved in evolution. So, and let me kind of break this down for in layman's terms for our audience. First of all, the Big Bang theory, in your opinion, is not science. You also believe that things like the Galapagos Islands and Darwin and all that stuff does not have any scientific fact involved in that, for sure, right?
I do not even get to the Galapagos Islands and Darwin and get into all these other things. Lucy turned out to be an old guy with rickets, and Neanderthal man, and Nebraska man. And Nebraska man, they took a tooth of a pig and extrapolated a body around it. Right? There's a German scientist named Haeckel. Okay, which, by the way, was a huge inspiration to Adolf Hitler and his theories of evolution or social Darwinism, which we talked about last week. You know, his drawings where he compared a human embryo to a fish embryo in the womb. His drawings were blatant scientific scams. Okay, I did not even get into that. Okay, and the reason being is I didn't want to get into it because then you're muddying the water, so to speak. Okay, you're allowing evolutionists. Then you're allowing them to debate and this kind of thing. And some people probably are out there thinking, well, you know, he's avoiding the debate. It's no. So, no, why bother debating? That's like debating the shutters of a house or the siding of a house, and you don't even have the foundation in the ground, okay? The foundation of the ground, I mean, the thing that got this whole started, you got to start with the Big Bang. I mean, you got to, if you cannot establish how it is that the factors or what's needed for basic human life, that is, you know, the circular motion of the planet, specifically Earth, around the sun in a circular motion in such perfection that if it was not perfectly, you know, perfect distance from the sun and didn't rotate, you know, you didn't have, you know, night and day and crops and you know, sun and photosynthesis and all this sort of thing. In other words, if you can't even establish that, then why bother even going forward? And look, I mean, you can get into, you know, the scientific impossibility, the statistical impossibility of say, DNA and proteins being formed at random. I mean, it's astronomical, the odds of that happening at random and all this other sort of thing. But my point was, why even get into that if you cannot tell me or if you cannot establish scientifically? I mean, this isn't my opinion, okay? And that's other thing that people should know. Right. It's not my opinion. It's just basic scientific fact. I mean, if you wanted to make an experiment, okay, to repeat the Big Bang, I mean, that's the key to the scientific method. I mean, you come up with an assumption based on scientific principles and known laws of physics. And one of the criteria is that experiment is repeatable and demonstrable. Then that's how you prove. That's how a scientific theory becomes a scientific law. So we all know. I mean, it's not common. It's really common sense, but it's scientific law. If you blow something up, again, the result of that explosion are going to continue in a linear motion. In conformance with Newton's laws. So if you wanted to, say, make that experiment, I could sit here and say, okay, if you put a stick of dynamite in something and you blow it up, the energy that you get from the explosion of whatever explosive device you use will be equaled in the resultant explosion by the sum of the forces of all the pieces of that explosion, continuing on until such time as they run out of energy due to air resistance and gravity, and they'll settle back down to the ground. Okay, and whether God exists or not, it is irrelevant to that discussion because it's a pure physics question. And, you know, and then you can make it more complicated. If you want to design a jet line or a rocket ship, anything, okay, whether God exists or not, is irrelevant. It's a purely scientific endeavor. Okay, and that was my point. And it was kind of funny to me to sit here and listen to all these jokers. And again, these were, you know, educated people,
right?
Just dancing around the issue. No, and they were making my point for me. I mean, they were, you know, the insults were flying, all kinds of nonsense. But nobody could sit here in a fundamental high school physics, maybe freshman college level physics scenario could answer my question. And again, they could not answer the question.
Right.
And Isaac Newton himself, okay, one of the greatest scientists and mathematicians in history, who the laws ordained for, he didn't invent them, obviously. I mean, they were always there. He just discovered them and quantified them. He knew there was no answer to that question. And this is why Isaac Newton spent more time actually studying religions, in particular the Bible, okay, than any other book. Okay, and there's no debating. I know we had, you know, I brought up, you know, Einstein, you know, and I got, you know, I got vilified for that. And, you know, I never said Einstein was a devout Christian, but he alluded to the same kind of thing. And I don't want to go up on that thing right now.
Yeah, definitely. So when we get back, Rob, we're going to jump into some of your other tweets, some explanations of them. This was more for our understanding. Again, I will start to uncover all of them, Rob, and tweet them, the links to you, so we can continue to provide at Rob Roselli all of the content from all the debates that probably are on your website against boxofsunglasses.com. Purchase the book, but all the content and the history, because we're going to make some new history in about a second, because I'm telling you, some of your tweets really have gone big time, and we want a full explanation, especially about Fox News is a great topic next. Just to hear your take, especially, and what you think. Again, you're listening to the Total Spotlight Show with Rob Roselli, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Education Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+, and number for Rob Roselli. And his latest tweets and latest different things. We've talked a lot of different topics. But if you notice, if you again go at Rob Roselli, in the time in the history, I'm just going to go down certain ones that I think that are fantastic tweets that really get people thinking. And one's about Fox News. All you talk about is calling it Fox News and waving those American flags and some of the topics that they've been covering. Rob, why is it not truly the kind of thing that's going to give you the right information on what's truly going on?
Well, look, you know, and if you don't mind, I'll just for 10 seconds, you know, the overall point, you know, in the evolution debates we were just talking about, but it ties into your question, believe it or not, is that everything we've been taught or are taught is basically a lie, okay? And I embed that in the theory of evolution. In my first book on my website, you know, in honor of John Carpenter's great movie, and again, that's the origin of the name boxofsunglasses.com. Okay, and if people have not watched that movie, they've seen it, they may remember it, or they have not watched it. I suggest they watch it. It will help elucidate much more of where I am coming from. You know, with things like evolution, and again, you know. And, you know, debates are posted, and what we just did was more or less an overview, you know, a 15-minute overview of what we were discussing. But the point is that everything the government, media, education, establishment teaching us is a lie, okay? And then nothing is bigger than, you know, the evolution and its baby, evil baby sibling, the radical environmental movement, and, you know, global cooling, global warming, climate change. Okay, so that's the point there. Now, now you asked a question about Fox News. And the Fox News, I cannot stand Fox News. And as far as I'm concerned, they are nothing more than an essential piece of this government, media, education complex. This load of crap that we're fed every day from the idiot box. And, you know, in particular, I cannot stand Fox News because they're the so-called, they brand themselves as the alternative news and the conservative media and all this other thing. Now, people need to realize that the founder of Fox News, you know, News Corp, is Rupert Murdoch, who happens to be a member of what's called the Bilderberg Group. Okay, and you know, I talk about that on my website, or if you go into either one of my books, which again are available on a site, you know, I get into the Bilderberg Group, which is another offshoot group of the Council on Foreign Relations and all this sort of thing. And I don't want to get into that right now, but the point is, it's a group of academic, political, media, financial elites that gather every year at a hotel, sometimes in the United States, sometimes over in Europe. Mm-hmm. Founded by Rockefeller interest and Prince Bernhard from the Netherlands, who came out of the Nazi SS in World War II. I think it was formed in 1954. But anyway, Rupert Murdoch is a member of that. So immediately, you probably start to see the problem.
I stop you right here? So how do you know Rupert Murdoch is part of that group?
Is what?
How do you know he's part of that group, Rob? You said that group. How do you know that Rupert Murdoch's part of the group?
Oh, the Bilderberg.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's a member. I don't know if he started it. I mean, the guy, the gentleman's name is Prince Bernhard from the Netherlands, and I know the Rockefeller clan was involved in his founding of it as well. You know, I don't know how far back Rupert Murdoch's membership goes, or if he was there at the founding. But you know, the point is, he's part of the clique. So when you say so immediately, you know, the problems are starting right away. Then you watch Fox News and say they're not really. They don't really delve into the, you know, the kind of things that we talk about on the show, for instance. Okay, they just don't. Okay, they just it's just neocon, warmongering, rah rah. America is great, load of crap. Okay, and I'm not. I know I'm walking a fine line here. I'm not speaking out against the military. I'm not one of these radicals. But the way Fox News presents it is everything. You know, every war, everything that this country does, the Iraq war, and those are the wars that the government lies to us about. You have these cheerleaders at Fox News cheering it on. And not only that, they don't tell you what's going on in the world, okay? I mean, we got five, I think, Chinese naval ships that's closer to Alaska than they have ever been in the history of the United States, okay? You got the Russians making moves in Syria. And prodding around the North Pole and even off the East Coast of the United States.
Right, exactly.
North Korea stays around. You get the economy on the verge of collapse, and they put these jokers on these stupid, these experts, okay, just like they do on what I call Circus NBC, CNBC, telling us everything's fine with the economy. Take your vaccines, you know, wave your American flag, you know, go to war, rah, 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 you know, hate those so-called liberals. But they're nothing but establishment, neocon, Republican hacks, okay? I find Fox particularly nauseating, plus the stories they have on. I mean, look, I put it on for background noise, you know, as long as I can stand it in the morning getting ready for work or whatever. But I don't watch it regularly. But, you know, last week, for instance, they had a segment on the Muppets, okay? And I think I sent out a tweet on it. So, so I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, you know, for 10 minutes or whatever, they had a segment on the Muppets, okay, and these clowns are sitting there, and there's this guy, I don't know who he was, and I watched it, you know, dumbfounded. I said, but if you, it's funny on one level, but then on another level, if you think about it, say, this is what the producers and the Rupert Murdoch offshoots, I think, what's his name, Roger Ailes or whoever, I mean, whoever running that station now, this is what they think. This is the respect they have for the intelligence of the American listener and the person watching. And again, going back to evolution, okay, you have what's the dumbed-down population. Okay?
Yes.
Because people sit there and they believe what they're spoon-fed.
Exactly, what, like the Donald Trump effect that I want to get to at the end of this thing, because I know you haven't been very high on this whole Donald Trump effect, but ultimately it's a conspiracy in a lot of ways. But let's go to some stuff you've really talked about that Marco Rubio said in the Republican debate. Some of the stuff you brought up is never on Fox News. However, Marco Rubio mentioned all this stuff. You listened. I don't think you watched the debate. If you did get a chance to see some of the review, he mentioned the things you're saying, Rob. But guess what? I never saw it on Fox News. I didn't know China's close to, you know, as you said, Alaska. I didn't know that Russia is trying to infiltrate different places right now. I didn't know about, you know, the whole Syria thing and all. This stuff is not on Fox News. It's just for entertainment. It's quick talking points, bingity bang, 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 and the same old topics over and over and over again. And Megyn Kelly does it, and every one of them does it, but there's nothing of substance for concern. You're concerned about the economy. You're concerned about, again, which I would be very concerned about, is our overall protection in the world, since our country's kind of demilitarized in certain aspects, and all these people are coming, and ISIS, and all these. They talk about it very to what you think the beginning part of it, and don't go into the great detail that you just went through a second ago, correct?
That's basically right. Okay, I mean, look, they have this other guy on, I forget his name, okay, he comes on and he pushes the big pharma vaccine scam okay, maybe we can do a whole thing on vaccines one day.
Right, absolutely.
Not just a scam. I mean, now you're talking a physical threat, an actual biological threat to the population at large. But, there's the Fox News goodies, out there. Take your vaccines, little American children, and do this. Do what they tell you. Don't be one of those crazy conspiracy kooks. Or look at this guy, look at Geraldo Rivera, okay? Pardon my French, but I cannot think, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, this guy is a complete douchebag, okay? Now how this guy, gets on the air, but again, it's Fox News and they're fair and balanced and all this other nonsense.
It's all about entertainment, Rob. There's no substance.
They don't say it's entertainment, but it's kind of that, but it's kind of... it's kind of to keep us all boxed in, listen to the O'Reilly Factor, listen to Geraldo Rivera. I heard Geraldo last week or recently, he's on there, for example, saying, well, Americans that support Ben Carson are doing so because they're racist. And Ben Carson, a Republican presidential candidate, and sit there and listen to that. Well, it's like, wait a second. First of all, you have the logical fallacy of judging, how many of the millions of people support Dr. Ben Carson. I'm not being pro or con
right.
Ben Carson.
No, you're being a journalist, Rob, or commentator. Go ahead, yeah.
I have this guy on there making the assumption for millions of people as to why they're supporting Ben Carson, which is the very definition of racism. I'm making assumptions of people, just making a blanket assumption of people, so the very definition of it. And not only that, I remember years ago when people that opposed Barack Obama, Barry Shapiro, Sabarka, whatever, this multi-named scam, this con man we have in the White House. Now, years ago was people that opposed Barack Obama were racist. Okay, so you have the same kind of principle at work. I mean, the very logic, the very basis for which to make that statement is, in fact, the very definition of racism. Not only that, but Barack Obama's mother was white.
Right.
And again, I'm not being critical. Okay, I'm not saying that's fine. But I know that we're taken out of context. But the point is, the logical fallacy and the stupidity of what passes as news, and in this case, Fox News of what's supposed to be informative, is little more than a joke.
And that's one thing is where I'm looking at is a lot of this is a political commentating is this is interesting. The stuff you tweet about is what our listeners want to hear about Rob. So we're uncovering Rob Roselli tonight. And that's why I thought his tweets are so interesting. Let's get the explanation. Let's concern ourselves. And we'll talk about this later again, as every week we'll be talking about Rob's latest content at boxofsunglasses.com and also certain ideas about Syria. And when I get back, I want to talk about one more thing. I got a little secret, and I have to go back and bring out, and I'll tell you who I interviewed, Rob, who told me these things before it happened, and I'll have to tell you her name. And I think that you would love to interview her at one point in time because she is a real American. You're listening to the Total Spotlight Show with Rob Roselli and myself, Neil Haley, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Spotlight Show on the Toll Education Network. Again, tolltutor.net for more information. Twitter, Toll Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Toll Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+, and all, and at Periscope, at Total Tutor. And I have to tell Rob, he's got to get on Periscope. I tell you, that would be an interesting situation. I find it fascinating that you could do a video and have all these people watching in seconds and have them interact and comment, but we'll talk about that in our time. And I'm with Rob, and I love the topic involving Fox News. Here's the reason why. Because the things that he mentioned was Syria, Russia, North Korea, we better be worried about. That's the other thing we don't see a lot about, is North Korea is ready to hit us right now with a nuclear weapon. We have all these different things going on, not just ISIS. We still have Al-Qaeda. We have a lot of different situations, but we're not protected as a nation anymore. And they're not going to mention that stuff because that's not going to make ratings. Rupert Murdoch and anybody wants to make ratings. And I am going to have Rob Roselli on the show because I know he's going to bring me ratings with his audience. Again, the people who follow Rob love people. He's going to speak his mind, speak the truth. But I had to interview Rob with Joanne Herring. And I don't know if you know who Joanne Herring is, but I know you've seen Charlie Wilson's War, possibly. She was the one that funded it and stuff. Well, she is involved in Afghanistan as a philanthropist and all these things. And she told me that China, Russia, and North Korea are allies. And we better watch our backs before things get really bad. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, she obviously knows her stuff and she lived it. But look, you don't have to be a political scientist to figure out, you know, what's going on in the world and see what's going on. If you go out and pay attention and stay off the Fox News and the other, you know, media establishment hacks, and they find out what's really going on and, you know, and stay away from another thing that cracks me up about Fox. You know, look at the lineup of shows. I mean, adult cartoons. You know, it's not just Fox News; it's the whole Fox network that I find particularly putrid. Okay, and what they think of the American population at large. I mean, you know, Fox, you know, cartoon, whatever they call it. They have a whole series of cartoons. You know, The Simpsons and Family Guy and all this other nonsense. So it's particularly insulting. For a thinking, average intelligent adult like myself, to digest the crap that Fox News is trying to feed us. But anyway,
right? And you think about Fox News is trying to be, you know, conservative and Christian in specific aspects, but then they put the garbage on Fox Television that has one of the worst shows in the world. Family Guy's awful.
It's video sewage. Okay, it's the equivalent of a video sewer, okay, and that's what Fox News is, and you know, you and I, we have a common friend, and I don't want to give a name out on the air, but so I'm told that I am banned from Fox. That he said in his 30 years of being in the business, that has never happened to him before. So I take that as a particular
yeah, exactly, because you know what's going to happen. And then one point they'll have you on, Rob, when you go viral. One thing will have you go viral, and guess where you'll be on? Fox News.
And little old me, I don't think so. Little old me. And again, I'm
you never know. You just never know about this, Rob. Trust me. You don't know about what can happen next. Trust me on this.
The point is, it's just me. I mean, for better or for worse, you know, whatever you read on my site is my original work, and I don't advertise, and my only source of income is the sale of it's the book sales, but anyway, it's just part of the overall scam, and this, you know, part of the scam is to keep us in the dark. But whether it be, you know, the collapsing, imploding economy, the Federal Reserve System, which we talked about last week, and which is explained in several places on my site. And one last time, you know, Fox News did an expose on what the Federal Reserve System really is. I mean, could you picture O'Reilly? I mean, that sellout media whore, Bill O'Reilly, could you picture him doing an objective expose on the Federal Reserve System? Not pro or con, just explaining what it is. That'll never happen, okay? And in the same principle, he asked about Syria and what's going on with Russia and China and North Korea. And when you step back, it is nothing short of insane that our Nobel Peace Prize winning so-called president, this multi-name scam in the White House, and his so-called advisors, these people are outright psychopaths. Right. Okay.
Okay. So, Rob, we're going to jump from that topic on to our next one, and that was interesting with Fox. Trust me, I loved it, and we're going to bring it back because we're again talking about Rob's tweets, and one that's interesting that has gotten a lot of play is you about religious rights, Rob. You talked about they are definitely being violated in this country. We look at specific things. And what is the reason to not allow Christians to have a certain say compared to other people in the United States now? The push that Christians can't speak the truth. They can't, or they're considered racists or bigots. Why is this happening?
Look, I mean, what I think is ironically enough, what I think is great about that is, you know, there's an old saying out there, you know, thou doth pro, protest too much. In other words, you know, somebody keeps, you know, fighting you and protesting and vilifying you for your beliefs, whatever what those beliefs are, that's usually an indicator that the person doing the attacking or the criticizing or the vilifying knows what the truth is. And of course, you know, as you know, I'm a non-denominational, purely, you know, just biblically based Christian, okay? So when people, when they attack Christianity, so what you're really doing is you're exposing yourself for what you are, which is just a hypocrite and a child of the devil, okay? And people go, oh, that's funny, you know, this guy's crazy, some kind of medieval whack job, and that's fine. You know, I expect most people to kind of laugh me off and this sort of thing, but... And, you know, maybe we can get into that kind of history one day. You know, we'll do an entire segment of shows just based on that and Robert Christian and that whole thing, which is posted on my website, by the way. But anyway, they're exposing themselves. I mean, now you look, again, we can have the same debate, you know, the origins of this country. You know, was it a Christian nation at one time or was it not? Okay, and that's not...
Do you think there was? Do you think it was a Christian nation when we founded our forefathers?
It absolutely, and then my point is, you know, just like with the concept of, you know, Newton's laws, and just having an objective debate, you know, just based on the pure facts. You know, again, you know, whether you agree or disagree with Christianity is your choice. I mean, it cannot be unlike the religion of peace. You know, where, you know, believe in Islam and will chop your head off. You know, it doesn't have to be taught at, you know, at the end of a knife or the barrel of a gun. That's not to get into the, and please don't confuse that concept with the Catholic Church, all right? Again, that's a whole other subject we can get into.
Oh, yeah, Rob, I remember that one. That's for another time, another place. I think we had a nice debate on Catholic Church at one point, too. I'll have to come back to our...
But the point is, don't make the mistake of, you know, saying, oh, that's not true. You know, look at the Christian church, you know, throughout the mid. No, the Catholic Church is not Christian, okay? From its inception, you know, based on the you know, Sol Invictus and the sun god Ra and the obelisk in St. Peter's Square, through today where we have this communist, this hack hypocrite pope coming around telling the people, you know, global warming and taking refugees while he sits on, you know, billions of dollars in gold in the Vatican. But anyway, I don't want to go from that tangent right now, but the point is, pure Christianity does not have to be taught at gunpoint or the end of a knife, okay? And this nation certainly was founded on Christian principles. And I know there's people out there, oh, the founders were Freemasons. And I'm not one of these people that subscribes to the, you know, United States was founded by Freemasons and part of a conspiracy. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense. The bottom line is, if we followed the founding documents and what the founders of this nation said, if we followed it to a key, like we're supposed to, we were well educated, we read the Constitution, we were well versed in our God-given rights, okay, and rights endowed by our Creator and nature's God, or in the opening lines of the Declaration of Independence, okay, you cannot deny that. So that's my point, is that if we followed everything to a key, we would be in this nation. We would still be the most greatest nation, most powerful nation, the most free nation in the history of the world, okay? But we diverged from the path set out by us by our Christian founders, okay? And again, you can read it in the founding documents of this nation, okay? The state constitutions of every state, and again, I have all kinds of posts on this. You know, again, you don't have to agree or disagree. It's just a basic history. It's generic with this nation's founding. I mean, you go to Philadelphia, okay, and there sits the Liberty Bell, okay, and you know, proclaims liberty throughout the land. It's taken directly from Leviticus chapter 25, okay, the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, founded by William Penn, a Quaker and a devout Christian, Philadelphia. Okay, it's a name taken right out of the Book of Revelation. So you can see, and those are just quick examples. Okay, the Mayflower Compact, which is the first political document written, you know, establishing a government in this nation. Okay, the Jamestown Colony, which, you know, I have my doubts about whether it was a purely Christian endeavor, but the point is, for better or for worse, that is this nation's basic history. So by people attacking that and vilifying it, it did lead you to say, wait a second, these people are getting awfully vociferous and just outright nasty in their criticism and their desire not to have Christianity taught or present in our society anymore. So what is their problem with it? And the problem with it is it goes back to what the psalmists are trying to tell us. Okay, that is, we will be under the governorship of either the Bible or the bayonet. Okay, and I don't remember the particular person that made that quote. I don't say it's Benjamin Rush. I think it was Benjamin Rush, okay, Dr. Benjamin Rush, the founder of the American education system and, a founding father. But it was someone, it was him or someone similar to him, but basically what he said is we're either going to be ruled by the Bible or the bayonet. So in other words, we're either going to govern ourselves on a moral basis, or people are going to have no moral foundation with which to act, and they're going to start going haywire. Okay, and we're seeing that right now. We're seeing a breakdown in basic societal norms.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
It's happening, and what's happening is when you have that, you have anarchy. Then somebody needs, first of all, you can't have competition. If you want a communist government and you want the state to be God, you can't have a real God present. And number two, when people start, judging from themselves what's right or wrong, i.e. moral relativism founded from Darwinism, so you see this stuff all ties together. When you take God out of the picture and science or the state becomes God, then you have anarchy, and then you set up, that is the recipe for communism,
explains things
like the American Civil Liberties.
That's where I want to go for the last topic, because that is one of the other of your tweets. We have more to go, but interesting, the Catholic Church, as Rob doesn't know, he's going to strike a chord and get in a debate like we debated in 2012, you and I against the Catholic Church. And that was an interesting one, to say the least. And I have certain things to talk about how the liberal media quotes the Pope the wrong way. And Rob, and that's where the office is a little different with, again, Pope Francis, that will be heading to the United States, I guess, tomorrow after going to Cuba. And to really look at it is to look at the Vatican's website and look at other things, because the translations, they want to make him specifically something that he's not, which is not political. So when we get back, we're going to go into, again, the ACLU. I'm happy at one point, Rob, in the one area when the Catholic Church brings up to debate that again in great detail. And I have a lot of more to add to that conversation. I'm going to have to find that. And again, that you could tweet it at Rob Roselli. You're listening to Total Spotlight Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor. Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+, Neil Haley, and on Periscope at Total Tutor. What an unbelievable week of great shows in the Total Education Network. All you got to do is click on the Total Education Network. You could have conversations like we are about politics and every different things and conspiracy tool. Celebrity interviews, which Rob is a huge fan of, I'm sure, and things that he would say in general are not his cup of tea, but all of them you can find on the Total Education Network. The education debates, I know Rob. Rob's been part of the Total Education Hour and since inception, and has talked specific topics with people like Jason the Public School Guy and different education people. And when that news comes back, Rob, you'll be on that show as well to kind of bring back some conversation. But we're going into the ACLU now. Another thing that, again, they defend certain people's rights, but definitely not Christians. And I'll flat out tell you that. Again, with my Christian faith, and again, I'm a Catholic, so Rob's like, oh my gosh, just his eyes are rolling. When my faith is being... I'm losing my ability to speak the truth because of the ACLU. That frustrates me, specifically when times that they didn't need to butt in. But tell us that, why you tweeted again that got a lot of play about the ACLU. This separation of church and state is brought to you to us by the communist ACLU and friends. Tell us why.
Well, look, I mean, the American Civil Liberties Union, I mean, to call the ACLU a bunch of scumbags would be too kind, okay? They're deviants, they're communists, they're radicals, okay? And people, that's funny. This guy's a real, this guy's a real talker. The American Civil Liberties Union, so-called, was in fact founded by a bunch of communists. You know, Roger Nass, Baldwin and Norman Thomas, and you can Google those names and look up and see what they had to say. They were avowed a socialist and communist, okay? And that plays into my point perfectly, okay? You know, the American Civil Liberties Union, why can't you pray at school, or why can't you have a Bible at school? I mean, the founders, again, you know, the one we went to that a little bit before, but the founders of this nation were devout Christians, okay? By the ACLU's logic, you cannot even read the Declaration of Independence because you violate so-called separation of church and state, right, which supposedly the founders wrote into the Constitution. But the document, the founding document of the nation that the very founders wrote, would have to be outlawed. I mean, that just, again,
exactly,
that goes back to my point. That goes back to my point before about, you know, why they need to dumb down the population at large. And again, that ties into the whole thing with Fox News and the dumbing down of America. You'll never see this stuff delved into on the so-called mainstream media.
Do you think they're afraid because they'll be sued? How much money does the ACLU have to sue Fox News that they brought the ACLU up in that specific? You know, Glenn Beck will speak out against that. You'll never see Sean Hannity speak out against that. Remember those people that were on, they were on national radio and then they got kicked off and they were pretty, pretty deep into it. I forget their names. They were a morning show in Pittsburgh, but they were national, and they basically said some things like the ACLU and really spoke out, and they got thrown off the air. So there's a fine line how far you can speak out, Rob, right on in the media, even if you're on a more of a right thing.
You can't speak out at all. All right, that's just the bottom line. I mean, you know, again, Fox News is just there to make you think you have a voice, so there's an alternative in the media, but it's really not. All right, it's a joke. I mean, the media in this country is really propped up with some window dressing thrown in. But anyway, with the American Civil Liberties Union, you know, it's just kind of funny. It's just really it is when you peel it away, it is naked communism. Okay, it's like Mao said, you know, power is, you know, is brought about by the, you know, the barrel of a gun. And I brought this point up in my evolution debates. I said, look, you know, and I told us guys, look, you know, if you don't agree with evolution, I said, if evolution is so great, if it's such a great theory, then I said, why does that have to be taught at gunpoint? Nobody really knew what I was talking about. But if you think about it, okay, we are forced as a nation. We have this system set up where you're forced to pay real estate taxes, okay? And a lot of those taxes go to fund the so-called free public education, which is a joke. It's not free because you're paying for it through your real estate taxes. And what happens if you don't pay your real estate taxes is the sheriff comes to your house, the state, in other words, comes to your house, and they're armed with guns, and they take your house. So if you were to say, I don't want my kid to go to public school, I want my kid to go to a private Christian school, so I'm not paying my real estate taxes, that's not a choice. In other words, you're forced, it's hilarious on one level, you're forced right into these free public schools where you're supposedly, you know, the tolerant left or the tolerant liberals are going to teach you. But if you try to speak out against evolution, you know, the ACLU comes in and slams you for violating separation of church and state, which is just explained. Is an easily proven blatant scam on the level of evolution itself. It's the legal equivalent of the so-called science of evolution. It's a joke, okay? So in other words, communism, godless communism, cannot stand competition, okay?
Right.
Even if you go to the inner cities, you know, a lot of black families that are poor, they know better. If you have these voucher systems to go to private schools, all right, the lines are out the door
they
to get
are,
into the
yeah
school, where there's discipline and you know, Christianity and basic fundamentals are taught in the schools, because even those parents, those poor parents, which are trapped by liberal and so-called progressives into the perpetual welfare state, or what Star Parker, you know, a black female writer for WorldNet Daily, which she calls the government plantation. Because they're forced onto the government plantation. They're kept there, again, at gunpoint, okay? And you cannot break out of it. So it's kind of, I don't want to say funny is the right word, but it, you know, for lack of a better word, it's kind of funny to me to sit back and watch these clowns say how little, you know, how tolerant and open-minded they are, yet you're forced to, their war viewpoint is forced on us at gunpoint. I say, hey, if you're so tolerant, I'm tolerant.
Right.
And this is the point I was making in the evolution debate. You know, you guys want to teach with Darwin the racism that we talked about in the last show that Darwin taught, and his crap about the Galapagos Islands and how a butterfly or how a fish became a cow, and you know, whatever, have at it. But let us stupid Christians and us fundamentalists, let us go our way, and you go your way, and I'm okay with that. You know, if you go back, the Bible, Christianity, it's not taught at gunpoint. You go back to Matthew 19, for instance, and Jesus tells a rich man what he needs to do. He doesn't agree, and he just lets him go his way. So go your way. We'll go our way. But see, that's not good enough for these so-called tolerant liberals and progressives, okay? Again, they have to force their viewpoint.
Exactly.
That's the only way it can be forced.
But see, here, Rob, as a journalist, I will agree that way, but also the right does the same thing, meaning the ones that are not bringing any content to the game but talking points. Specific leftists and specific right so-called conservatives bring out just pretty much attacking the other side without bringing any substance, correct?
Now we're getting into a philosophical discussion, but ultimately, you know, there has to be ultimate truth, okay? I don't know if you want to go this deep right now. But,
well, that's fine. I mean, this is education in a lot of ways. I agree, Rob. That's what you need to do is go deep because people aren't going deep. Go ahead.
Well, the point is, you know, there has to be ultimate truth, okay? If you think about it, that statement itself, you know, to say there is no ultimate truth is not only is it a logical fallacy and a recipe for anarchy, but it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you say there is no ultimate truth, you know, then truth becomes whatever the particular person believes it is. But once you take away that bedrock or that foundation of society, in our case, the Christian Bible, once you take that away, something has to fill that void. And in our case, what's filling it is moral relativism, anarchy, and eventually the state as God under the face of the image of Barack Obama. Okay, and I'm not picking on him in particular. Because every politician in this country.
There'll be a new president, whoever it is, Republican, Democrat, in a year and a half.
The point is, you have to believe in something. Okay, you can't just believe in nothing. Everybody believes in something, whether you believe abortion is right or wrong. Look, you can make arguments. Ultimately, if you think about it, you can make arguments. You know, to support your point, or support what you believe in. But ultimately, you have to have a foundation. You have to be rooted in something, or else it's a recipe for anarchy. So my point is that people that are rooted in the biblical foundation are attacked and vilified because a society such as that will prosper. It will be a happy society. It will be a content society, and it will prosper. Okay,
good.
But think that made themselves God, okay, this, i.e. the state, the statist, they hate the competition, so which makes perfect sense, you know, which ties into my point, that their viewpoint has to be taught at the, with the barrel of a gun.
So you have to study history. Last point I'm going to make, Donald Trump, just to give you a point, Donald Trump could completely mesmerize the country and somehow he wins the president. However, has no political experience at all. Absolutely none. Big deal. You ran a business. It's a totally different thing running a country. And if he truly was lying to the people, he could become a dictator someday. It's happened in every industrialized nation at one point in time that things like this can happen. Or he could literally destroy the country to Greece level. We don't know. The thing we have to understand is we have to study history. We need to go deep into things, not to just the surface, but really into the core of what's going on. Study history, get both points of view, and make the decision for yourself. That's the bottom line, and that's what Rob's providing us for today. But trust me, what we talked about, China, North Korea, Russia, they're not our allies. They hate us. There are lots of countries who hate us, and the reason they hate us is because we are the best country in the world. Bottom line. Rob doesn't have to say that. I believe that.
I don't know if I agree
who would
with
you
that.
Say? Well, maybe we could talk about that next week. So where's the best place we can find information on Rob? Again, boxofsunglasses.com. You can go ahead and purchase the book there. You can read all the different information or follow you at Rob Roselli. What else, man? Where else is there anything else? But you have some exciting tweets for us next week, you think, that we're gonna so that we could discuss?
We'll put some, I'll put some stuff out, and whatever that, just observations and this sort of thing. And, but anyway, the point is that ultimately you have to believe in something. Okay. And that's just the bottom line. Everybody believes in something, but ultimately, again, in the case of the Bible, John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Okay, so ultimately, Matthew, chapter 12, he that is not with me is against me. Okay, so what the Bible is doing, it's an all or nothing proposition.
Right.
You can't, and that's just the nature of it. And then, if you think about it, that's what we really need. Okay, you can't. Either believe it or you don't. Just there's no room
there's no shades of gray. It's either black or white in specific ways. Meaning,
you got to have a foundation, okay? In a specific example, look at the abortion movement. Okay, once you go down that path, okay, it sounds good, women's rights and all the thing, but now you have the radical environmentalists. People like Pete Singer at Princeton University, for example. Now in their worldview, which is not a biblical worldview, they hate the Bible. This is just an example.
Do you think that this professor from Princeton will come on the show for us to interview? Do you think I can goat that person on the show to interview? I'd be interested in it.
Bring him on. The guy's a clown, but the point is, here you have a guy advocating what's called post-birth abortion, okay? It sounds good, to save Mother Earth. Okay? It all sounds good. What you're talking about is outright murder and genocide under the guise of saving the Earth.
Yeah, so Rob, we can definitely...
not biblical at all, but that's my point. That's what it leads to.
We do have to get going. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Again, boxofsunglasses.com, Rob Roselli, at Rob Roselli on Twitter. Take care, man. Look forward to see some of your tweets and continue to interact with all your fans out there that truly want to hear the truth. Okay, Rob? We'll talk next week.
I know. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Okay, that was Rob. We'll talk soon. Good day, everyone.
Check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.